Blog Talk Radio.
Another edition of iMac on this Saturday night, November 15, 2014. And I'm McCorley, and my co-host on the other line, as usual, Willie Boy Romo. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Mac? What's up, peeps? How's it going?
So tonight, as usual, you know, we're going to talk about whatever's out in the world right now. Any entertainment, any news, any hot topics, anything else, we'll go over. And if you guys want to share your feedback and call in, the guest call-in phone number is 646-721-9904. Again, that's 646-721-9904. So a lot of people are talking about the Kim Kardashian photos that's been going around over the internet. Back in September, she posed for this French photographer. It was for, I think he works for a paper magazine. That's a magazine that's gonna feature the photos that she took. And you could go online right now. Just go to papermag.com and you'll see the Kim Kardashian pose. But in these poses, she's fully butt naked. You see everything almost. You see her boobs. You see her ass. You see her part of her vag. But a lot of people are saying, you know, for her to be a mother, for her to be a wife, she shouldn't be throwing herself out there like that. But what I say to those people, Kim has already thrown herself out there already. I mean,
yeah,
she's like a used tampon, pretty much, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
She's already thrown herself out there already. I mean,
this is unprecedented.
Yeah, this is not something that's new. I don't know why people are shocked. I mean, she's done Playboy. She's had a sex video. And she takes a number of selfies every day. So, I mean, you know, it's old days news to me, pretty much. It's old days news, but I got to say, I got to give her credit. She had a baby. She still has a nice body on her. Fantastic body.
She worked out a lot.
Oh, yeah, man. Kanye must be tearing that up with his purple penis. Yeah, man, for real. Probably tearing that up with his gay fish penis. But, yeah, she has a body, man. Like, she just had a baby. And, like, her, man, there's no ounce of, well, you know, she's always going to be, like, a thick girl because, you know, she's built like that. But there's really no ounce of fat on her. Like, it's not fat that you see. It's, like, thickness, you know. She has a womanly body. And I'm looking at the pictures right now online, and they're like, I'm salivating. You know, like, that's the type of body I'd want my type of girl to have. And, like, in one of the pictures, like, she's in this black dress, and she's holding up a champagne, what seems to be a champagne glass on her ass. It just shows you how big her ass is. You saw the pics. Well, what's your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I didn't see all of them, but I definitely did see the one you're talking about.
Yeah, I sent you a pic to your phone. What do you think about it?
Well, I mean, it's not a surprise.
Yeah, you know, but besides that, I mean, you agree with what I'm saying, right? Like, her body is out of this world almost.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, that goes without saying.
Yeah, for real. It's like, damn. And I'm looking at her another pic where, like, her boobs are out and her vajayjay's out. And I'm like, damn. Oh, shots Kanye. Real, man. I would tear that up. Wow. Amen. Amen to that. God bless. But Chelsea Handler, who used to have a show on E, she recently, in response to this to these pictures that have come out of Kim Kardashian fully nude, Chelsea Handler posted her own Instagram picture of herself butt naked as well.
Yeah, I heard about that.
So, well, in the picture, you can't, you don't see her boobs or anything because she's wearing a bra, but you see she has her ass facing towards the camera, and you just see her buck ass naked.
Nope.
And she has a nice ass, too. I mean, it's not on the level that Kim Kardashian's ass is, but shit, I would bang the shit out of that. I've always had a thing for Chelsea Handler back in the day.
Yeah, you told me that.
Ever since she was on, what's that show? Girls Behaving Badly, I think it was.
Right.
I've always had a little thing for her. And even, you know, even back then she was hot, I thought.
Yeah.
And wasn't there another pic that she posted of her riding a horse or something a couple months ago?
That I don't know, but I definitely want to put it past her, for sure.
Yeah, I think she posted a pic or something of her riding a horse. She posted it to Instagram, but Instagram removed the pictures. And then she, you know, she was saying how come men get to walk around without no shirt on, but women can't. Which I agree with her, you know. If men can walk around without a shirt, why can't women, you know? Sure, I'll have a boner if I see a girl walking around with no shirt on outside, but
I guess that's the reasoning why they don't want that.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to do anything. Shit. But I think girls should walk around with no shirts, too, if they want. Shit. But, yeah, she has a nice ass, Chelsea. I'll definitely hit that for real. But, yeah, so, I mean, the pics are online. Go to papermag.com and you'll see the pictures of Kim Kardashian. Try not to hurt yourselves. Try not to have any accidents now. But, yeah, so that's been the big talk this past week. Also, the Amanda Bynes crazy train rides on.
What happened now?
There's audio of her saying that she wants to kill her parents.
New?
Yeah, there's audio of her saying that she wants to murder her dad and slit the wrists of her mom.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but now she's saying it was all a joke.
I'm not laughing.
Yeah, this chick has definitely lost her damn mind. Like, we thought she was cured. We thought everything was good with her, but now she's back to being crazy.
Man.
I don't think this girl, she needs a lot of help right now.
Man.
And her parents just released conservatorship, you know, to mental health professionals so they could help her.
Yeah, I mean,
and she's getting a lot of help right now, but, like, it doesn't seem to be working.
Yeah, I thought this would have been because, you know, this might have been said before she was, you know, emancipated and she was mad that she was in control of her money. I mean, that's no excuse anyway, I mean, for her to be acting like that.
The bitch is crazy, man. He is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, what else can you say? I mean, that's...
Yeah, that's
not playing with a full deck of cards there.
Shit, Amanda Bynes. I told you I had like a little thing for Amanda Bynes back in the day too.
Oh yeah, of course.
You know, back when she had the Amanda show on Nickelodeon.
Right.
And when she was, you know, became a star in the movies in the mid-2000s, right?
Yeah.
But, like, ever since then, like, she's lost her damn mind. There's no going back. It's crazy.
Yeah, her and Lindsay Lohan, it's like they both all lost their minds at the same time.
Well, at least Lindsay Lohan is like... Lindsay Lohan just has a... just likes to party and get drunk. That's her problem. Amanda's just crazy. She's just mentally ill, you know? But, yeah, well, both of those, I mean, their careers are probably over. Well, I'm not going to say over because people can come back. I mean, we've seen celebrities like Robert Downey Jr. come back from using alcohol to become an Iron Man.
Yeah, it's better than ever.
Exactly.
Hopefully that's the case for both of these ladies. You know, they get their stuff right.
There's hope. There's always hope.
Yeah, for real.
If you had a choice between one to bang, who would you bang right now, Amanda or Lindsay?
I would definitely. Let me see. I'd have to go out right there.
Huh? What you said?
I'd have to go with you know, that we have the same course.
Which one? You don't know what I'm gonna say.
Yes, I do.
Okay, go ahead. Say it.
What you gonna say?
Lindsay, okay. Why are you whispering? Is there some? You have the FBI spying on you or something?
I'm not whispering.
Yeah, I would go with Lindsay as well. I'd go with Lindsay. Because she's like, I don't want to have to bang a man and worry about her slitting my throat. So, yeah, I would definitely go with Lindsay. But then again, with Lindsay, like, you got to worry about her getting drunk and her driving you home. Then getting into an accident, you know?
Yep.
So both of them, you got to worry about probably dying somehow. You gotta be careful with both those chicks. Yeah, it's crazy, man. And there's a crazy story I saw. Well, crazy video, I should say. I first saw it on World Star Hip Hop. It was this dude. He was at some type of church, some type of annual church thing. Where he renounced, I guess he said he was now, he's gay. He's a gay dude. And, like, during this church thing, like, he says he found God, and he's not gay anymore. He no longer likes women.
Yeah.
And so now he's being, people are suspicious of him because he's done some fraudulent things in the past. He's been arrested for, I guess, insurance fraud and some other stuff. So people suspect that the church paid him money to say that he's not gay anymore. Because, I mean, let's face it. Like, I mean, most of the time you can't change someone's sexuality. Most of the time. I mean, there are people that go from being straight to gay or bisexual, you know,
right,
based on choice. But, you know, a lot of times you can't change that. I mean, if someone's gay, they're always going to be gay, you know, no matter how hard they try to hide it. Even that dude, what's his name? What's the guy? Hide your husband's, hide your, what's his name?
Oh, right, yeah, that dude, I know. Was something Dobson?
Yeah, Dobson. This dude, he says he's not gay anymore. I don't believe it, even though he's had a child recently.
Oh, he.
Sooner or later, you're going to hear him back in the news being gay again. I promise you.
I think you're right about that.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Fronting.
But hey, you know, that's him. You know.
But listen to this story. You got to listen to it.
As soon as possible.
I'm not gay no more. I am delivered.
This man claims he was converted during the annual Kojic convocation, but tonight some wonder if it was all for show. WMC Action News 5's Jason Miles spoke with the man now making headlines. He's live from Kojic's headquarters with his response. Jason?
Joe, some say this man makes a mockery of what is a real struggle for many people, and whether or not Kojic was complicit, critics consider it a sham. Kojic says 21-year-old Andrew Caldwell's supposed gay conversion,
I'm not gay no more,
during the Memphis-based denomination's annual convocation in St. Louis, does not represent the entire event.
I don't like men no more. I said I like women. Women.
But it is definitely getting the most attention.
If you can't praise God with him, you're an unbeliever.
Will Batts runs the Memphis Gay and Lesbian Community Center.
Every reputable scientific study on this experience says you cannot change someone's orientation.
Aside from obvious doubts, others question Caldwell's motivation.
Well, my conclusion is that he's a con artist, he's a scam artist.
Internet talk show host Thaddeus Matthews interviewed Caldwell Tuesday.
He says that he's going to medical school online. where do you go to medical school at online?
I also found this mugshot from May following Caldwell's arrest for fraudulent insurance.
I briefly spoke with Caldwell myself on the phone before he quickly put his manager on. Both firmly denied this was a setup.
I am delivered!
Caldwell also claims he hasn't made a dime from his deliverance.
God said he's going to bless you because of your commitment.
Although Bishop Brandon Porter of Memphis handed him a $100 bill following it. And I reached out to Bishop Porter this afternoon. He referred me to Kojic PR. They issued a statement late today and said it would be their final word on the subject. You can read it for yourself by clicking the link to this story on WMCActionNews5.com. Reporting live outside Mason Temple tonight, Jason Miles, WMC Action News 5.
Very suspicious stuff, huh? Very suspicious. What do you think about that, Will?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess he would know. Unless if he's doing a scam, I don't know. I mean,
if he is, that's making a mockery, not only of religion, but making a mockery of gay people who actually struggle with being gay, you know? Like, it's kind of fucked up, you know, if he's conning people, you know, into believing that he's converted. But like you said, if he really has changed, then, you know, there's nothing we can do about it. We just got to give him the benefit of the doubt. But
I guess we'll find out either way, one way or another, sooner or later. I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, it's all very suspicious stuff. But yeah, we shall. I'm surprised that he is a manager. Like, what was the manager for? This guy thinks he's a star or something? You heard of that, right? Like, the reporter tried to get him on the phone, and he passed the reporter onto his manager. Like, do you think he's a Hollywood star or something in the future? This guy got a manager.
I have no idea.
I want to be in entertainment, and I don't even have a manager.
What's the dude's name again?
Caldwell something? I forget the dude's name.
I never heard of him.
Yeah, but it's just a few days ago this video has been surfacing. You know, the video itself where he's like saying he's not gay anymore. You could find that World Star YouTube, and they have it all over the internet right now, so. But yeah, we shall soon find out if he is a con artist. But you know what? You know who is a con artist right now?
Who?
The Miami Marlins.
For real. Yeah, man, for real.
Con artist Central. If you remember, Miami Marlins, they acquired, what was this, like 2-3 years ago when they acquired like big name stars like Jose Reyes, Burley, They acquired a bunch of players. Yeah.
Well, yep. Think what. Shoot, they even signed the Beagle Boys. They signed everybody.
They changed their name from Florida Marlins to Miami Marlins.
Yeah.
And they got a new stadium. You know, and then out of reason, can't pay for any of these stars anymore. So they decided to trade all of them to other teams, and mainly because financially, you know, they didn't have the money to keep them.
Right.
Now, out of nowhere, this story, you told me about it today. That's how I found out. And I had to Google it to read more about it. Out of nowhere, they're going to re-sign their young star, Giancarlo Stanton. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Yeah, Giancarlo Stanton.
John Carl Stanton, to a $325 million 13-year contract.
No, ridiculous, is it?
Making him, that's going to be the highest contract ever in baseball.
Oh, yeah.
He'll be the richest man in sports, I think. That might be the biggest contract in sports. I can't think of a contract bigger than that in sports.
Yeah. I mean, I know the soccer ones get ridiculous, but that includes the, like, the endorsement stuff. But, yeah, hands down, just by this by itself, man, yeah, this has to be the biggest contract in the world.
And, you know, the dude, I mean, like, they're going to pay this dude like he's Babe Ruth or something. Like,
for real.
I mean, I know he's a great hitter. He hit 37 home runs, had 105 RBIs last year. But, I mean, damn, like, this dude, they're paying this dude like he's freaking, like he's an all-time great, you know? He's still young. We don't know how he's going to perform in the future.
But to their credit, he is as sure a bet as a ball player can be. But then, 13 years. I mean, that's how. I mean,
13 years.
10 years. I mean, I understand that. You know, that precedent have been set with, you know, A-Rod, you know, Pujols,
Cano, Cabrera.
But they overdid it. I mean, they could have gave him. If they would have gave him 11 years, 310. They still would have surpassed the stuff.
Man.
13 years? I mean, hey, I mean, it ain't my money. I mean, the Marlins, man, they're finally spending the money, so I guess we can't really criticize them. Don't know
where. Well, where did this money come from, allegedly? Because they had no money, remember?
Yeah, I know. That's why they've been robbing the Yankees for over a decade. After they, you know, they beat them in the World Series, they've been... You know, taking the Yankees' paycheck, basically.
That don't make any sense. I'm telling you, baseball guy has to investigate this thing. Like, you see these baseball teams, like, they come out of nowhere. You don't think they have money, but yet they spend hundreds of millions of dollars to keep these stars.
Well, I guess we gotta tip our hat, you know, and, you know, finally,
I'm not tipping my hat for nothing.
Yes, we spend the money. I mean, we don't know where they got it from. You know, there might be some, you know, cops after them, like if they're the A-team or something, but, you know.
Well, they spent money a few years ago, and then what happened?
Yeah, that's true. But then they after the offseason, they...
Scam artists, man. They're a bunch of cons. Can't believe it.
Mistaken, he has a no trade clause.
What was that? You broke up.
I think he has a no trade clause.
I think so, but I think, you know, he has an opt out. He could opt out after the fifth or eighth year, I think, in that contract.
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna happen. I don't think there's any.
With that contract, shit, I wouldn't opt out.
I wouldn't opt out either.
I'm staying forever.
me too.
Even if I get injured.
Shoot. 162. I'm staying in that contract.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Like, these teams now, they're like paying ridiculous amounts of contracts to these players.
Don't you just love it when the players on recently a horrible team and they're like, oh, I'm just here to help this team win. You know,
yeah.
It's not about the money. When we all know it is, of course, about the money.
Of course, man. Like, damn, they give him. That's way too. I don't even think a team would have even went over 300 for him.
What happened?
A team would have went over 250, maybe, or even over 200.
Yeah, that just came out of nowhere. Yeah, the 300. I'm surprised too. From them would have been a surprise. But 13 and
that's insane. It's insane, man. Well,
they stole the Yankees playbook and outdid them. I guess they wanted to make sure that they had the highest record in MLB history. I don't know.
There you go.
Yeah, man. I didn't think that 10-year would have ever been surpassed. But of course, there's always some crazy owners. Outdo people. I mean, don't get me wrong. He, you know, as a ball player, you know, Stanton, shoot. I mean, that guy.
He's a great hitter. He's a great hitter, but still.
He's a star. He's
young.
A young guy. Young guy, you know, that's the type of guy you want to shell out big bucks for. Wow.
Yeah.
13 years, that's just a little too much. 10 years, I have no problem with that. 11. Yeah, you know, you wanna make the highest flying. You wanna make a record flying. I don't have a problem with the 11th year, but those two extra years, man, that's
some crazy shit.
That's extreme. That's
it is.
giving someone a senior contract is extreme, but, you know, that type of player, superstar player that, you know, that's going to command at least a 10-year contract. With the 13, those 3 extra years are just, I don't know, that's just way too much. But, hey, you know, at least they locked the guy up.
Yeah, well, yeah, I give them credit for that. But, damn, they overspent.
Overdid.
Yeah.
I would have thought we would have spent about overspent.
Yeah.
when they overspent 2 years ago, you know, we like, okay, finally they're trying to make some moves. So it wasn't like, you know, okay, they're actually showing a pulse in the offseason. This time it's like, this is probably the first time in history they overspend.
Yeah. Yeah, and I didn't even think they had that much.
I've been following that team for, as long as I've been following my Mets, you know. I didn't know where they got that money from. I hope the Wilpons, you know, stole some of that money too.
Shit.
Well,
let me find out.
So that's how the Mets got Kadir. Well, of course, I'm going to talk more about that tomorrow.
Yeah. Finally, I want to talk about my latest crush.
Oh, who's this?
I've been seeing these ads on the subway, and I've been trying to figure out who the hell is this attractive woman? This Jane the Virgin. I haven't seen the show, but I keep seeing these posters with that advertising for the show and the girl that's on the picture.
What's the name of the show again?
Jane the Virgin.
I'm not sure. Maybe I've seen her face, but I don't know who that is.
It's a new show on CW. It features this actress named
Regina
Rodriguez.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes, yeah, she's fine.
That chick is.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about now. Yeah, I've seen on the promos on the subway too.
And I was like, damn, I got this chick. Where did she come from?
Yeah.
I've never seen her before.
Yeah, I didn't either. I think I recently saw her on an interview. I mean, Kimmel, I think.
Yeah, she's Puerto Rican. She's from New York.
Mm.
In the show, she plays like a young pregnant mother, and she's trying to battle like school work and being a pregnant mother. I guess it's a comedy, so you know she has her funny moments on there.
Oh yeah, right. In the interview, she was saying basically plays a virgin, but she went to a hospital and they accidentally inseminated her. That's how she's pregnant, even though she's a virgin.
That'll make no goddamn sense.
it was originally.
That'll make no damn sense. But hey, it's a comedy, so.
Yeah, it is. But, you gotta give them credit. It is original.
Yeah, it is original, and you know she's very attractive. I definitely watch the show just for her. Kind of like, you know, how we used to watch The New Girl just for, what's their names? I forget their names, but you get the point.
You're not listening to me. I said Hannah Simone.
Hannah Simone, yeah, and what's the other, the main actress?
Zooey
Deschanel, there you go. Now we might have to watch the Jane the Virgin for Gina Rodriguez.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
you know?
True. Whenever it comes on.
Yeah. Ah, shit. I got to find out now.
Nah, that's the new Friday Night Knicks. You got to. At least, you know, for sure, you can't lose. Shoot.
Yeah, man. Got to check that show out.
Mm-hmm.
But, Will, any last words, any plugs?
You know, thanks for having me on the show, man. Had a great time, as usual, with you and the folks out there. And, you know, check out my show, Sports Urban Legend, with me, Wayne Ramo, every Sunday at 6, only on Blog Talk Radio. And come back here next Saturday, at 11 p.m., check out IMAX.
All right, so check out Will's show tomorrow, Sports Urban Legend. Corley and Will. I'll see you later. Peace.